Have you ever found yourself analyzing text messages for hidden meanings, wondering why someone says they want to see you but then takes days to respond? Mixed signals in relationships can feel like trying to solve a puzzle with missing pieces. That moment when you are left wondering if you are overthinking things or if your intuition is picking up on something real. Pause, it is that confusing space between what someone says and what they actually do that leaves you questioning everything. Welcome to the Better Love Podcast. I am Amanda Collins, and today we are diving into the perplexing world of mixed signals in romantic relationships. Those contradictory messages that leave you feeling confused and uncertain about where you stand. Whether you have been dating someone new or are in a long-term relationship, mixed signals can create a roller coaster of emotions that is difficult to navigate. As a relationship expert, I have observed that mixed signals rarely appear randomly. They typically reflect deeper patterns in how people manage intimacy, vulnerability, and their own internal conflicts. When a person says they want commitment but consistently avoids making plans for the future, it is often not about manipulation but about their own unresolved tension between desire for connection and fear of getting hurt. This creates a push-pull dynamic that can leave you feeling disoriented and questioning your own judgment. The truth is that mixed signals are rarely about you. They typically reveal something important about the sender's relationship with themselves. Understanding this distinction is crucial because it allows you to respond strategically rather than reactively. In today's episode, I will guide you through a comprehensive framework for decoding these confusing messages with confidence and clarity. We will begin by exploring the psychology behind mixed signals and why they occur in the first place. Then, I will share three powerful principles for accurately interpreting contradictory behaviors. Finally, you will learn specific strategies for responding effectively, setting appropriate boundaries, and determining when to invest more or when to walk away. By the end of our time together, you will transform confusion into clarity and replace self-doubt with confident understanding. Let me share a fascinating discovery from a recent clinical study that perfectly illustrates what we are talking about. Researchers followed 100 couples experiencing mixed signals, and one particular case stood out. Jessica, a marketing executive in her early 30s, found herself caught in what she called an emotional maze with a man she had been dating for 6 months. On paper, everything looked promising. He would text her good morning every day, make thoughtful gestures, and express how much he valued their connection. Yet whenever Jessica attempted to have conversations about deepening their relationship, he would suddenly become distant, saying he needed space to think. But here is what made it particularly confusing. Even during these supposed space periods, he would continue reaching out daily, sending mixed messages about his true intentions. The researchers discovered something remarkable as they analyzed this pattern. His behavior wasn't actually about Jessica at all. Through careful observation and interviews, they found that his contradictory signals stemmed from an internal battle between genuine emotional attraction and deep-seated fears about vulnerability. When Jessica moved closer, his attachment fears triggered a retreat response, yet his authentic desire for connection kept pulling him back. What transformed this situation was Jessica's shift in perspective. Instead of taking his mixed signals personally or trying to decode each message in isolation, she began observing the larger pattern. She noticed that his pulling away consistently coincided with moments of increased emotional intimacy. This understanding allowed her to respond with clarity rather than confusion. Jessica learned to maintain her own emotional balance while setting clear boundaries about her needs. Rather than chase after answers or mirror his inconsistency, she communicated directly about the impact of his behavior. This approach created space for honest dialogue about their relationship patterns, leading to either deeper understanding or clearer decisions about compatibility. This case demonstrates why traditional advice about mixed signals often misses the mark because it fails to address the complex internal dynamics at play. Let us examine three common misconceptions about mixed signals that this research helps us understand better. This research reveals a crucial truth about mixed signals. They are rarely as simple as they first appear. Let us explore some common beliefs that might be holding you back from understanding these complex relationship dynamics. You might have heard that mixed signals always indicate a lack of genuine interest. This perspective oversimplifies a complex emotional reality. Scientific research demonstrates that inconsistent behavior often stems from attachment insecurity or fear of vulnerability. When someone sends mixed signals, it frequently reflects their internal struggle between wanting connection and fearing emotional exposure. A natural response to mixed signals is matching the other person's inconsistent behavior. This approach feels protective, but actually creates more confusion. Studies in relationship psychology show that maintaining your own clear, consistent communication leads to better outcomes. By staying steady in your communication style, you create a safe space for honest dialogue and authentic connection. Many women assume mixed signals are always calculated attempts at manipulation. Current neuroscience paints a different picture. Most often, these contradictory behaviors arise from an unconscious conflict between emotional desires and logical fears. Understanding this can help you respond with wisdom rather than reactivity. To navigate mixed signals effectively, you need a framework for understanding and responding to these complex patterns. This brings us to three essential principles that will transform how you interpret and handle mixed signals in your relationships. These principles will help you move from confusion to clarity, starting with understanding the crucial connection between attachment styles and communication patterns. Now that we have cleared up these common misconceptions, let us explore the deeper principles that explain what mixed signals truly mean and how you can respond with confidence. These insights come from extensive relationship research and will transform how you view seemingly contradictory behavior. The first key to understanding mixed signals lies in the connection between attachment styles and communication patterns. When a man sends conflicting messages, it often reflects his internal attachment system at work. For example, a man who frequently initiates contact but then pulls away when you respond is likely displaying an anxious avoidant attachment pattern. His desire for connection conflicts with his fear of vulnerability, creating a push-pull dynamic that can feel confusing to you. Looking at the consistency-confusion ratio provides another powerful lens for interpretation. Pay attention to the balance between consistent and inconsistent behaviors over time. A man who is consistently inconsistent, meaning he reliably shows up in some ways while remaining distant in others, is showing you his current capacity for intimacy. This pattern speaks more about his emotional availability than his interest level in you. The context content framework ties everything together by helping you analyze mixed signals within the bigger picture. Consider what is happening in his life, your relationship stage, and recent interactions. A man who pulls back during a busy work period but maintains some contact is sending different signals than one who disappears and reappears without explanation. The context shapes the meaning. These principles work together to create a clear picture. When you understand how attachment influences behavior, track consistency patterns, and factor in context, confusing signals become valuable information about emotional capacity and relationship readiness. This knowledge puts you in a position to respond strategically rather than reactively. As we move into specific application steps, you will learn exactly how to put these principles into practice. The key is developing a systematic approach to analyzing and addressing mixed signals while maintaining your emotional well-being and relationship standards. Let's transform these principles into practical action steps you can implement today. The first essential practice is creating a signal tracking system. Take out your phone or a small notebook and document each instance of mixed signals. Note the specific behavior, when it occurred, and what happened just before and after. This builds a clear pattern you can analyze objectively rather than relying on emotional reactions or memory. For example, if a man texts you good morning daily but takes hours to respond when you initiate conversation, log these instances. Include details like the time of day, his exact response, and any external factors you know about, such as his work schedule or family commitments. This data will reveal whether his behavior follows a logical pattern or truly represents mixed signals. Next, apply the 3C analysis to each documented situation. Start with content, what exactly was said or done. Then examine context, what circumstances might influence his behavior. Finally, assess consistency. How does this fit with his overall pattern? A man who consistently becomes distant during work projects but maintains contact on weekends shows a different pattern than one who alternates between intense attention and complete disappearance. Once you have gathered this information, implement clear communication protocols. When you notice a pattern of mixed signals, initiate a calm, direct conversation. You might say, "I have noticed you often reach out in the morning but become distant later in the day. I would appreciate understanding your communication style better so I can respond appropriately." This approach demonstrates emotional maturity while seeking clarity. Success indicators include feeling more confident in your response choices, experiencing less anxiety about mixed signals, and either seeing positive changes in communication patterns or gaining clarity about relationship potential. If a man responds to your direct communication with more consistency or honest explanation, you have made progress. If he continues the mixed signals without acknowledgement, you have valuable information for your decisions moving forward. As we move into discussing common challenges, know that implementing these strategies might feel uncomfortable at first. However, each step builds your confidence in handling mixed signals effectively while maintaining your emotional well-being. Implementing these strategies brings up natural concerns, and it is important to address them directly. Many women feel anxious about misinterpreting signals and potentially overreacting. The solution lies in applying the 48-hour reflection rule. When you notice a potentially mixed signal, document it objectively and wait 2 full days before taking action. This cooling-off period allows you to distinguish between genuine mixed signals and temporary circumstances. Setting and maintaining boundaries while seeking clarity presents another significant challenge. You might worry about appearing too demanding or pushing him away by asking for explanations. The solution is implementing the assertive-receptive communication model. Start by clearly stating your observation, then remain open to his perspective. For instance, you might say, "I notice our communication patterns have been inconsistent lately. I would like to understand your view on this." This approach maintains your standards while creating space for honest dialogue. Managing your emotional response to continued mixed signals requires specific techniques. Begin by establishing a self-care routine that includes daily emotional check-ins. When you feel overwhelmed by unclear signals, pause and ask yourself what evidence supports your current interpretation. Write down 3 alternative explanations for his behavior. This practice helps maintain emotional equilibrium while you gather more information. Success in handling mixed signals becomes visible through specific markers. Your anxiety levels decrease when facing inconsistent behavior. You find yourself responding strategically rather than reactively. Most importantly, you make dating decisions based on clear evidence rather than emotional assumptions. These indicators show you have developed stronger emotional resilience. The path forward involves treating mixed signals as data points rather than emotional triggers. By implementing these strategies consistently, you transform from feeling confused and reactive to becoming clear and strategic in your dating approach. This brings us to our final thoughts on maintaining this new perspective long term. Through understanding these emotional regulation techniques and signal analysis frameworks, you now possess the tools to transform relationship uncertainty into clarity. The research confirms what many women intuitively sense. Mixed signals often reveal more about internal conflicts than intentional manipulation. By implementing the signal documentation system, you create a powerful foundation for understanding patterns rather than getting caught up in individual moments of confusion. The context-content framework allows you to evaluate these signals within the broader scope of your relationship dynamics, leading to more accurate interpretations and confident responses. Your next step is to begin documenting signals this week, focusing specifically on the context of each interaction. Note the circumstances, your emotional state, and any external factors that might influence the communication. This systematic approach transforms overwhelming uncertainty into manageable data points for clearer analysis. The most profound shift occurs when you move from reactive emotional responses to strategic understanding. By applying these evidence-based frameworks, you gain the power to navigate mixed signals with wisdom and grace, maintaining your boundaries while seeking clarity in your relationships. This is Amanda Collins, because better understanding leads to better love. Let us guide your journey at betterloveproject.com.